It was fantastic, really. It was as good as we've done it probably all year, so really happy with that, and happy that some of our younger players get some more experience in front of a big crowd away like this. It's fantastic to be able to do that.
You mentioned your defensive shot. You've held them to 12 scores out of 43 entries. They've got Alir and a couple of others had some really good days down back. Were you pleased with that?
Yeah, I was. And we've got some players there with some experience, like Ramping, Grundy and Smith, who were very good, but it was terrific from our younger players as well to be able to slot into that position, whether it's Cunningham or Lloyd or Aaliyah, Mills, those guys to be able to do that. But it's on the always, it's about the whole 18 on the ground at any one time doing the defensive work, and just thought that was a real plus.
Pleasing was it to really have a good percentage boost given what GWS did yesterday?
Yeah, look, you don't come in obviously for that. You come in and worry about the things you can focus on, the processes obviously, but in the end it was good to be able to put in a really strong performance and keep the foot down. It's always good to be able to do that, and just the way we moved the ball, particularly after half time, was a really pleasing aspect. We kept running hard and kept competing well.
Is it something you're conscious of at all, that if you're on top, you really got to put the foot down, because the percentage seems like it's going to be such a big deal this year?
Oh, I just think it's just what you want to do anyway. You want to make sure you finish off a pretty strong job, and you don't want to just relax. You want to keep going and putting the foot down. We're like any other team in that aspect. We want to make sure we finish and play to the end and play to the final siren, and that's what our boys were able to do.
Have you seen Lloyd? How is he?
Oh, look, he seemed okay after the game, but didn't talk to him for very long.
What's your opinion on the hit?
I think everyone saw it. It wasn't in my opinion.
Was he cleared of concussion, or is there a concussion?
Oh, look, he just didn't come off. He didn't need to come back on because of the scoreboard, but it wasn't a discussion point after what happened. He was just, that's it. But he's obviously a bit wounded for a second.
How pleased are you with the depth you've got now, given that Ted didn't play and also Benny McGlynn, and you've got some real depth across the board?
Yeah, although that sort of fluctuates. If you lose, you get criticised for your depth, so that fluctuates. We were always confident going into the season, despite losing a fair bit of experience end of last year, that we were we had enough depth, particularly from our younger group coming through. We thought that they were showing some really positive signs, and we've been able to pick strong teams going in on the back of some youth coming into the team, which has been fantastic. And you know, as long as it's not just about playing them and ticking off the games, they need to come in and play well, play to a standard, and the senior players really drive that standard. And if they come in and play to a certain standard, not just ticking off the games for game's sake, they stay in the team, and not only stay in the team, but play well. And that's the challenge, is we've got to keep that going now.
A lot of people looking at your draw ahead over the next 4 weeks, and given your form today, probably expecting you to finish second or really push for it. How do you view it from a coaching perspective?
I view it Port Adelaide next week at the SCG. I mean, you don't get caught up in anything other than that. I mean, we get back tonight and we'll prepare, we'll review, and look forward to the Power back at the SCG next week. They were in terrific form last night. Watched them. They were fantastic. So that's what we'll focus on.
You're the right combination.
Yeah, those blokes have hardly played much footy. Naismith and Dan Curvis haven't done a lot of experience between the two of them. But it was good, you know, the young blokes coming in and having a go and being able to compete like they were able to do for the course of the game was terrific. You know, obviously they went in with the one ruckman. We looked at the weather. We weren't sure whether we'd made the right call, but with two young boys in the ruck doing a good job, we're really happy with the way they went.
Josh Kennedy today, what did you make of his head?
He was outstanding. It's he's played some really good games for this footy club, but it'd have to be up there with him. It was absolutely outstanding.
Get the goals to go with it as well.
Yeah.
How crucial is that, just at that facet of the game?
Yeah, you don't often get it as a midfielder, but to be able to go forward and kick goals is a bit of the icing on the cake, I guess, from Joey's point of view. But 10 goal kickers was good from, you know, to be able to have 10 goal kickers is good. But you know, we'll get challenged again next week.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, thank you.
John Longmire there.